MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A lizard native to southeast New Mexico and West Texas may soon lose its federal endangered species protection. The Dune sagebrush lizard was listed as endangered in May of 2024, triggering a required recovery plan from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Now, Texas and the U.S. Department of the Interior have filed a joint settlement agreement to vacate that listing, with the agency admitting it erred in its original determination. At the heart of the dispute is the Chinnery oak, the plant environmentalists say the lizard depends on for survival. Federal officials concluded the oak could be restored without federal intervention. Environmental groups are urging the court to reject the deal and keep the lizard's protections in place. A Roswell woman is facing multiple felony charges following a June 7th crash in which she allegedly attempted to strike two bystanders with her vehicle before fleeing the scene. Kristen Harris, 29, faces two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, criminal damage to property, and several misdemeanor charges, including reckless driving and leaving the scene of an accident. The Chavez County Magistrate Judge released Harris on her own recognizance last week. Conditions of her release prohibit her from contacting victims or witnesses, possessing weapons, or consuming alcohol, cannabis, or illegal drugs. Court records show Harris has faced charges on multiple prior occasions, including in 2025, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge, which was later dismissed by prosecutors. And more than 600 young New Mexicans will soon have jobs thanks to a nearly $7 million award from the New Mexico Youth Conservation Corps Commission. The commission awarded $5.89 million to 38 public benefit programs across 20 counties, with an additional $1.1 million in matching funds. The awards fund projects that conserve natural resources and benefit local communities for workers aged 14 to 25. Most awards went to programs in northern New Mexico, with no Lee, Eddy, or Chavez counties recipients announced this round. Of note, the EMNRD, Mining and Minerals Division, of which the YCCC is part of, and the New Mexico Land Office are both receiving funds. No amounts for each were given in the release. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.